The story of our gazelle, Tabitha, who met a man from the dark river that baited her in his waters, continues in this one. This is the second chapter of Tabitha's Descent. Rated 18-ish. So, listen with discretion. So, Jesus, now, how was it? Was it spectacular? Did he clean up your plate like a dishwasher? Linda, calm down now. You ease into these things. Then I heard, Tabitha, was there takeoff? I shake my head as I hear them giggle. My so-called classy friends, as raz as can be in private. Even the all-sensible Shay is acting like we're in high school. SMH. Well, I don't blame them actually. Last night was amazing. I mean, oh my gosh. It was like I never had sex before. Nothing, I mean, nothing came close to last night. I was explored, appreciated, and violated, dominated, refined, and purified. I fell down a Douglas-sized hole into his wonderland. But I reply, it was okay. I mean, this one is mad. I beg, talk, Joe. Spill everything. Don't leave a single thing out. Wow. Linda is thirsty for this one. I suspect she thinks she can get a chance with Douglas. Let me bust her bubble. We're going out on a date tonight. Shay and Linda look at each other, then at me. A wave of understanding passes by us. And without a second's notice, we all just shout out in Shirley girl screams of excitement. I mean, I'm going out on a date with Douglas. The hottest guy God bothered to make. If I haven't found the perfect mate, I don't know what or who can be called perfect. I'll gladly donate all my ovaries for breeding. He came around at 7 p.m. to pick me up for our date. I feel high just saying that. I don't know much about cars, but the one he came with looks fine though. Worthy of this specimen of greatness that is I. He takes me to a beautiful restaurant, one I've never been to. We dine and talk. He tells me about his life, his family. Apparently, he has a twin brother. Imagine. Interesting, I say. I talk about school, I talk about my big aspirations, I talk about my preferences. You know the gist, Sha, we just got to know each other that night. After we were done, we went back to his place, obviously, for a little chill time. Technically, if he decides to start the ravaging of me as we enter the door, I don't care. After last night, he can take it all away. He can take me along as he descends to the lower parts of hell for all I care. He sits me on the couch, puts on some TV program, Sha. What it was about, I really couldn't be bothered. We sit there and talk some more while sipping on some expensive wine brand. At least it looks expensive, Sha. Hearing him talk is so, what's the word? Elating. His voice is so smooth and balanced. He's obviously done this a lot, but at this point, I don't care. I'm just lucky to be a part of it all. Why I was so head over heels for this guy, I really don't know. I was practically falling for this guy. Not sleeping, though. That's a... I'm not sleeping. This one, a fall down yakata type of falling. The truly horrifying thing is, I wasn't bothered. Why? I have no idea. Slowly, talking turns to kissing. And my gosh, Those lips taste like a slice of paradise. The way he works his tongue in me, swapping and exploring my cavities, is so exotic and exhilarating. Was my mouth ever this sensitive? Maybe it's the wine. Maybe. Whatever the hell it is, it's really good. It really is. His hands move around my body, slowly caressing my back, as he expertly removes my bra through my very thin shirt. With the bra gone, he slowly fondles my breasts through my shirt, slightly grazing over my nipples, coming close but not touching them. The way he moves his hand is driving me crazy. Just enough contact to set a blazing fire beneath me, but not enough to bring any form of satisfaction. This is driving me crazy. I lean forward for more, but all I get is the same. I open my eyes to look at him, letting my eyes tell him, "Ogbeni, better move to the next phase or I'm leaving." But he just smirks. I mean, the audacity, the arrogance, the rudeness. What kind of girl does he think I am? Does he think I'm like those two-timey spineless bitches he's had before now? Does he think I seriously won't leave? Well, yes, yes, and yes. At this moment, I'm basically his puppet, his marionette, dancing in his palms. I mean, it's so frustrating, which I strangely love. This is exciting, actually. I'm perspiring and humid in all the right ways. He moves down to my neck slash ear region, kissing my neck and alternating nibbling lightly on my ear, while simultaneously whispering lewd, dirty, bendy things into my ear. Oh my gosh. The things he's saying, the things he wants to do to me. Will I even survive? It feels like he's edged me on for all of eternity, but it's barely been 30 minutes. Then he stops the whole kissing and just raises his hand to my cheek, stares at me with such fiery and commanding lust. But as I lean in for a kiss, he just stands there and starts walking towards the stairs. He stops at the staircase and says without turning around, "Meet me in my room. You know the way, right?" I sit there for minutes, I guess, just dumbstruck. Like, I didn't even know how to process what just happened. But before I knew it, I rushed upstairs to his room. I stand outside the door, remembering every single thing he said to me, the way he touched me and how it was last time, slowly pushing the door open. There he is, sitting against the dashboard, naked and looking like something God personally sculpted. I mean, he had to have been. Those chiseled pecs, the refined biceps, six packs that looked like you could ride a bike along its ridges, the exquisite V-cut with a light hair trail that leads to a scepter of authority, its head glistening in the light like a globe of light. I must have stood there for like 2 minutes. Then he says, "Close the door and get over here." I do as he says, really. But then he adds a caveat. "For every step, slowly take off every piece of clothing, starting with the lower part." Oh God. He makes me want to put on a show, put all this drip on display. Which I don't hesitate to do. As I slowly walk towards him, I take off my shirt, then my panties. By the time I climb the bed, my shirt comes off, leaving my plump, round, and full breast to be kept hanging on the air. My nipples are so hard right now, you could crack an egg or two with them. Finally, I'm right on top of him, or something similar. We stare right at each other, breathing slowly, He's waiting, yes. He's waiting for me to take the initiative. He won't do anything if I don't. Even when he's giving me the control, it's still his script, his own predestination. If he wants to see how much I want this, then I'm going to show him. I'll show him my dedication, my readiness, my devotion. I climb him, situating myself in a way that his phallus is sheathed like a sword between my glutes. It's like these bonds have finally found their purpose. I lean over him, placing my nipples right against his chest, slowly rubbing them in. I take his hand and place them right at my door, having him slowly rub out the hinges of the entrance, wetting it out while I kiss his beautiful lips. Things must have been getting heated for him too, because he rolls me over, unsheathing his sword, pointing it straight at my budding flower like a bee about to extract nectar. He brings over two pills, puts one in my mouth and his. Now, I don't do drugs, never have. But this night, I didn't object to swallowing something I had no knowledge of. What it was or what it does, I have no idea. But I did so, thinking it would probably just enhance the experience. Anyway, after he sees me swallow the pill, without warning, without any sign, he barges straight into my compound, brutally cracking the doors open, defeating all my guards and defenses. He continued to charge straight through my castle doors, wielding his long and heavy spear, burrowing straight deep to the lowest dungeons, conquering all floors. I feel the impact, the shock. It shakes my entire being. My back arches off the bed, but I can't move much because I'm pinned down under his weight. Like a jackhammer, he pounds me flat like a pizza dough, heating me up like an oven. My spirit rises like yeast in bread until it can't take anymore, and from within me flows a fountain of youth, a maddening crescendo, a dramatic climax. Beyond that, I don't remember much. Probably just passed out from too much pleasure at this point. But I'm sure that wasn't our only time that night. There was one more, but really I was too high on the heat to be much aware. I woke up the next morning alone in bed. It's a Monday. Thank God I don't have classes today. I walk out of the room to find water to drink. On my way down, I see him in his underwear, looking all sexy like. The memories of yesterday come flooding in, and I rush over to him and hug him tightly from behind, kissing him deeply on his neck, saying, "Last night was great. Enough to be my last if I died." Then I hear the door open. The front door. Turning around, I see him walking in. Wait, calm down, cool down, wait, what? I look at the guy I just hugged and kissed, and it's also him. What the heck's going on here? Did I really die and went to heaven where my reward is two Douglas? How awesome would that be, right? But wait, what the hell is going on?